Good evening. This is Reverend Book Byrne. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is a celebration of Right to Privacy Day. And since yesterday marked the anniversary of the internationally illegal war and occupation in Iraq, and marked with protests around the world, including here in beautiful Philadelphia, we'll play some songs to entertain the anti-war troops as well. Going to start off the celebration of Right to Privacy Day by a band who seems appropriate for the occasion. The song is by the Dayglo Abortions from their Fetus, a Fetus release from the early 80s. This track is entitled Die, Sinner, Die.
Cocktails. Their violence works. It hardly
This next song goes out to the person who made Right to Privacy Day a victory in 1972, and we'll cover it more later on. A decision that legalized birth control for non-married people and made the legal precedent for Roe versus Wade less than a year later, which legalized abortion. Somebody who's been fighting for freedom for over 40 years and continues to do so to this day, Bill Baird from ProChoiceLeague.com. And this is a song written for him by Sandy Rapp from her Flag and the Rainbow CD. This is entitled Ballad of Billy Baird.
Eight times in jail with Billy Baird, that young and gentle pioneer, took to the streets when he saw a woman die from an underground abortion. What keeps you going, Billy Baird? What keeps flowers in your hair? When you've been so long singing the good song, you keep the 60s rolling on. He bought a band with all he had and set about to spread the word. When just a mention of prevention was illegal to be heard, three times to court with Billy Baird, the highest court in all the land. When it was seen as criminally obscene to speak of a parenthood that's planned, if the right to privacy means anything at all, it is to choose whether or not to bear a child. So spoke the court in 72 when Billy Baird's first case made birth control legal for singles in the USA. What keeps going, Billy Baird? What keeps flowers in your hair? Where you've been so long singing a good song, you keep the 60s rolling on. There was a bomb in 79, no doubt Bill was meant to die. Billy escaped, but the morning breaks out, they burned his clinic to the ground. They see the devil in his face and shoot the windows from his place. They're for creation, not information, and they've killed 9 providers now to date. And the court cited twice again for Billy Baird, cited Baird the eyes and said 6 times the roving wage. Then Baird faced jail again, this time for rights of gays. For years he was denied the vote for felonies such as these. Some leaders thought he cut a deal too radical to be for real. Maybe his peers are play, maybe he's CIA, maybe he wouldn't last for long. 30 years and 9 has been and gone. Billy's doing fine and going strong. Still he's without a dime, fighting the good fight. We've heard the 60s in this song. What keeps you going, Billy Baird? What keeps flowers in your hair? When you've been so long singing a good song, you keep the 60s rolling on and on and on. You've been so long singing a good song, you keep the 60s rolling on.
Around the late 80s, some of the most vicious harassment against clinics had intensified due to a decade of tolerance by the Taliban-influenced and Taliban-creating Reagan regime. And for the first time since the racist segregationists of the early 60s, a group of hateful people were defying laws to oppose the rights of an entire class of people. And these were not nonviolent blockades. These were marked with thousands of assaults against patients, against staff people, against clinic defenders, and against police. And the organizational name that was used throughout the late 80s and early 90s was called Rescues, even though it was a gross distortion of the word. And in response to the so-called Rescues was this song by Todd Rundgren from his No World Order release around 1990. It was written for so-called Operation Rescue, founded by now ripper-offer of the anti-choice people, Randall Terry. This goes out to the rescuers, and it's entitled Fascist Christ. Play.
About this strange philosophy in which God and man are enemies, in which there is no serenity unless you happen to believe precisely what they want you to believe, and no diversity. Come join the army and learn the noises that drown out the other's voices, and please the devil who rejoices when mankind has no choices, and power exploits us, and peace avoids us. Guess who to the rescue on our holy mission to uphold the tradition of the Spanish Inquisition and preempt your decision by forcing your confession. Now let that be a lesson for you think you're messing with.
from dehumanization to orange production for the benefit of a nation or its destruction. Power is power. It's the law of the land. Those who live for death will die by their own hands. Life is no ordeal if you can come to terms. Reject the system which dictates the norm. From dehumanization to orange production for the benefit of a nation or its destruction. It's your choice. Peace or annihilation. Annihilation is too obvious to be yes. I'll get the end of war to dream of death. Annihilation, annihilation, annihilation. Destruction, destruction, destruction. Streets are on fire, death in our way. Gods of the good, bombs are raised. You go on preaching, live summer, what's a painful tragedy. This is murder, annihilation, annihilation, annihilation. Destruction, destruction, destruction. Streets are on fire, death in our way. God of a dude, see this before. Annihilation is what that means to man. I'm again that war to end the war deep. And being a man, you got the people locked in their mouth. You wanna jump, jump, save your life. Annihilation, annihilation, just to say. I'm just gonna fly away.
You heard Crucifix doing Annihilation. Before that, Todd Rundgren did Fascist Christ. Sandy Rapp did Ballad of Billy Baird. John Trudell did that blah blah blah. John Trudell did Bombs Over Baghdad. And started off with the Dayglo Abortions doing Die, Sinner, Die. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on every Sunday night live at RadioVolta.org. And relay broadcast live at Atheist Network, also 9 to 11 or so p.m. Eastern Time, USA, where you can hear the show repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also Eastern Time, USA, at a.m., unless it's preempted or there's something screwed up technically, and repeat broadcasted oh, so appropriately on Sunday morning when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. As well as relay broadcast live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Next week on The Reverend Is In, a tribute to Dave Blood. Dave was the bass player in The Dead Milkmen and took his life a week and a half ago, and we're going to have a tribute to him. We're going to play a lot of Dead Milkmen material, some of the post-Dead Milkmen releases by the members of the band. Their song for anti-abortion goon, Stephen Friend from Pennsylvania Legislature in the early 90s. And we're also going to cover the issue of suicidality itself on that show, and provide a tribute and remembrance to Dave Blood. And you can see the memorial at the website, deadmilkmen.com. And that'll be 1 week from tonight. And in 2 weeks, the start of the April shows, starting with Palm and Stroke Sunday, and that'll be like the shows of old times. Because the Reverend has gotten soft and mushy and played two nights of mushy songs for Love Night before and after Valentine's Day, and we want the old shocking shows back. Well, it's happening. And you probably need Palm and Stroke Sunday, so you're getting it. And that is in 2 weeks, and we'll make it special. And 1 week after that, Easter, what some people will do to get nailed. And third Sunday of April, the Reverend's birthday show. And that will maybe be with live guests and possibly the return of Hippie John who usually comes down from upstate New York to see the Reverend around birthday time and others, but I'm not saying them unless they're closer to happening. And that'll be the third Sunday of April. Flashing forward in the future, in August, we will be entertaining the troops and providing coverage during the protests outside the Republican convention in New York City, while Bush and gang shamelessly further exploit the September 11th tragedy, and we will have correspondence from the one and only Pie Man from pieman.org, and that will make it very interesting indeed. Tonight the theme is a celebration of Right to Privacy Day, and that is actually tomorrow, and in doing so, we are honoring the person who fought a case to the Supreme Court, put himself in debt for life, fighting actually three court cases to the Supreme Court, running him into high six figures of debt, something he still owes decades later, and had no big backing from the big movement organizations. Got limited support except from independent and grassroots activists and organizations, books, and continued to fight and fights to this and even helped save the life of the strap-on who did it, who caused the fire, and has endured some of the most vicious on his life that the American Christian Taliban has to offer. So we're going to honor him tonight. We're going to cover a little more of his history and some books and miscellaneous links. But again, please go to prochoicelig.com and consider sending even a couple of bucks. And I know money is tight, but it's really worthwhile. I had a few plugs, and we'll play some more music. Thank you from the Reverend for the feedback to last week's show, I Know What You Did in Cheney's Bunker, and we do know that. And there's a lot of sources for the scandals referred to, the lying and cheating moral crusader, family values, Christian supremacist, Bush regime worshiping types in Congress, and their affairs and their hot, juicy scandals. There's a book that even includes their gay affairs from a jaded and betrayed member of the right-wing propaganda media machine, David Brock. And if you want that kind of juicy stuff, the affairs and the gay affairs, check out his book entitled Blinded by the Right. And let's see, the rest of the stuff can wait. Sandy Rapp, who you heard earlier, who sang the song for Bill Baird, is going to perform in a couple weeks in New York City. Sandy Rapp will be playing on April 13th. At 7 p.m. at the LBGT Center in New York City at 7 p.m. And there's an interesting new site that is in contrast to all of these holy rollers that have all these websites in which there's all this stuff like, oh, I'm so sorry, I got an abortion, and whatever. There's a site, there's no apostrophe in the title, entitled imnotsorry.net, and they have some interesting sites that they link to. If you go to imnotsorry.net, you can read the content and go to the links page, and they link a book entitled Targets of Hatred, Anti-Abortion Terrorism. And Targets of Hatred by Eleanor Bader and Patricia Baird Wendell actually do acknowledge Bill Baird, as well as a lot of the smaller grassroots independent pro-choice and clinic defense organizations. And that book is again entitled Targets of Hatred, Anti-Abortion Terrorism. And on the links page at imnotsorry.net, there's actually a link to the book, so you can check that out if interested. It's one of the better books on the subject. There's some factual and information and some dates that are kind of screwed up, but for the most part, it's much more thorough than most books on the subject. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyles, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numnuts Quail, Quayle, Quail, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Thank you, Blanket Man, for getting the show started and doing the engineering and doing all this technical stuff the Reverend loathes to do. We're going to play some songs, including some songs befitting, or some tracks befitting the theme. And if this cassette works, we'll give you a treat from Mark Levy. And we'll also entertain the troops from yesterday's anti-war actions throughout the world, and in particular in Philadelphia. You're hearing Crucifix in the background, but we're going to play a song now for everyone who said no, including the people of Spain, to the war crimes of the invasion and occupation in Iraq that continues to this day. This song is entitled War. Lord, make this machine work.
Listen to this. Wow, it's an enemy of all mankind. It's not a war, battle by mine. War is causing rest in the younger generation. Induction, destruction, the war's about war. Bye.
finally learned that the market's righteous holler comes from a pale face on a paper dollar. And I bet you got a few bucks in your hip wallet, so throw a tiny wrench on the fiber optic wires. Morals are cheap and you can be the first. We can let them poison and pillage foreign lands, or we can play the greed right into our hands. Oh, 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 oh. Everybody says it can't happen here. Everybody says it can't happen here. Things will turn around just as sure as they said it. Cafe about their coffee's plantation. Why is it Arizona hasn't gone solar? And tell your friend shop that hemp grows faster, and it doesn't mean a backroom clear-cut disaster. The market doesn't care, but it wants to understand, and you can play the greed right into your hands.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you like to do. your drool, cause everybody's gonna strip and jump in the pool and do what we like. And do what we like.
Homegirls, for once, forget you got class. See a guy you like? Just grab him in the biscuits.
And do what you like. No red, white, tan, black, yellow, or brown. It really doesn't matter, we could all get down and do what we like. And do what we like. From a pink skin Yankee to a blue black southerner, ditch nigger or governor, just do what you like. Look how you like. Stetson Sonic suggests for the hip hop fan. And since we're not your average everyday rap band, yo, piano man, play how you like.
You know we're getting busy, we can't be corrected. Shake there, have to be deaf. I say what I like. Like I said, sometimes we bite. Even though you don't think it's right. Yo, I like to bite. Just having fun, y'all. And if you think it is wrong, you got to admit, it's a new type of song.
Do what you like. Yeah, do what you like. Yo, go where you like.
Go where you like.
Do who you like. All right, here we go, y'all. Do what you like. Talk how you like. Drink what you like. Grab who you like. Feel what you like. Eat what you like. Scratch where you like. Itch if you like. Go where you like, kid.
Reverend Buffburn, RadioVolta.org, in
AtheistPanels.com. Radio stations may begin your fade here. For those that would like help, we will start your fade for you.
Oh, yeah. I'm coming on. All right. I'll see you later. Let me say we lighten things up and talk about abortion. You know... I feel like I'm losing some of you here, and I want to win all of you back with this one. Let's talk about abortion. Let's talk about child killing. Let's see if we can't get some chuckles rippling through the room here. Let's talk about mass murder of young, unborn children. See if we can't coalesce into one big, healthy gut laugh. Boy, I've never seen an issue so divisive. You ever seen? It's like a civil war, isn't it? Even amongst my friends, who are all very intelligent, they are totally divided on abortion. It's unbelievable. Some of my friends, for instance, think these pro-life people are annoying idiots. Other of my friends think these pro-life people are evil fucks. How are we going to come to a consensus? You ought to hear the arguments around my house. They're annoying. They're idiots. They're evil. They're fucks. Brothers, sisters, come together. Can't we once just join hands and think of them as evil, annoying, idiot fucks? I beseech you. But that's me, Libra rising. The scales. And strangely enough, Shiva, the destroyer. Who would have thunk it? We're pro-life. Ooh, you look it. Look like you're filled with life. Oh, little kids, please don't adopt me. Please don't adopt me. We're your new Christian pro-life parents. Oh, where's the tower? Where's the gun? Where's the tower? Where's the gun? I was adopted by pro-life Christians when I was a kid. Does my penis make me a bad boy? That's what they told me. Please, give me the Satan-worshipping family down the block. the ones that have the good albums. Suddenly I'm adopted by the Flanders, you know. Hi, Bill. Isn't it another beautiful God-created morning? We're pro-life. It's like, what does that make me? You know what I mean? You're so pro-life. You're so pro-life. Do me a fucking favor. Don't block med clinics. Okay? Lock arms and block cemeteries. Let's see how fucking committed you are to this premise. She can't come in. She was 96. She was hit by a bus. There's options. What, do we got to have her stuffed? What are you talking about? She's dead. We're pro-life. Get her out of that casket. Get her out. She's not going. We're pro-life people. There'll be no death on this planet. Pro-life. And I always say, see, my theory, here's my actual theory, beyond the huge, hilarious jokes I have. Here's my real theory, though. If you're so pro-life and you're so pro-child, then adopt one that's already here that's very unwanted and very alone and needs someone to take care of it to get it out of a horrible situation. Okay? And people say, why don't you do that? And I say, because I hate fucking kids and couldn't care less. Couldn't give a fuck. Don't care about it all about abortion. Your choice. Case closed, the end, bottom line. And by the way, a 3-month-old kid in your belly is not a fucking human being. Okay? It's a bunch of little congregate cells. You're not a human, so you're in my phone book. There. My hat is now in the political ring.
Okay. We are going to try to get a cassette machine in here working. Blanket Man, should we try cassette number 2? Okay. Alright, we'll try number 2. We do not have a lot of luck with cassette recordings, but I do want to play this because this is a song that maps out a road to peace. And it was written in the 70s. At the time, Egypt and Israel were fighting. And there were what the media loves to call skirmishes happening worldwide and all kinds of war and hatred and tensions and civil wars and covert wars and on and on. So Mark Levy had his own ideas about the road to peace. Please play. Lord, make this work. So far, nothing.
Now the Israelis have a nudist camp on Taba, right by Egypt on the Gulf of Aqaba. Bathers sunning on the beach were dangerously within reach of Muslim guards patrolling near the spa. And now it says to cover up in the Koran, but those Hebrews hung it out to get a tan. So for fear of getting heated, the Egyptians just retreated, which provoked this novel thought for a peace plan. Take off your clothes to those you oppose. Be well exposed to your foes and strike a pose. No need to hurl a rock across the fence if your enemy is being real attentive. Strip to the buff, stick out your duff, and strut your stuff. The sight of muff will be enough to halt the tough. Forget about an armored probe, you'll get more room if you disrobe. Relations will improve around the globe. Now the colonel of the Egyptian police platoon made this comment as he peered beyond the dune. All these sabras on the Sinai really look a sight to mine eye, though I think we'd better take some action soon. As he turned, he saw the men of his fine crew, field glasses trained on each attractive Jew. So he went and gave the order to redefine the border 100 yards down farther from the view. Take off your clothes to those you oppose. Be well exposed to your foes and strike a pose. You can unveil a devastating offensive. It's healthier than war and less expensive. Strip to the buff, stick out your duff and strut your stuff. The sight of muff will be enough to halt the tough. Forget about an armored probe, you'll get more room if you disrobe. Relations will improve around the globe. Now here's the surest way to end a running feud. Simply approach your adversary in the nude. If he or she's a prude, they'll think it's lewd and move away. Who knows, they might be in the mood. You win either way. So if you're fighting and you just can't take it, you just might try your luck at standing naked. Before they have another riot, Northern Ireland should try it. The whole world could ease its tensions if we'd only undertake it. I propose this brand new cure for hot disputes. Have the warring parties meet in birthday suits. Imagine how a summit conference might progress. Formalities abandoned as each delegate undressed. No harm in getting back to bare essentials. World leaders must admit it has potential. For uncovered, one can make appeals to what the other side reveals and see they're not so different after all. Take off your clothes to those you oppose. Be well exposed to your foes and strike a pose. No need to hurl a rock across the fence if your enemy is being real attentive. Strip to the buff, stick out your duff and strut your stuff. The sight of muff will be enough to halt the tough. Forget about an armored probe, you'll get results if you disrobe. Relations can improve around the globe. Oh, yes, indeed. Relations will improve all over the globe.
Just trying to get your attention so you can take a look at this invention. Now peep these. I got some
10 easy steps to create an enemy and start a war. Listen closely because we all see this weapon used in our lives. It can be used on a society of the most ignorant but the most highly educated. We need to see these tactics as a weapon against humanity and not as the enemy that you have chosen is nothing like you. Find obvious differences like race, language, religion, dietary habits, fashion. Emphasize that their soldiers are not doing a job. They are heartless murderers who enjoy killing. Third step, once these differences are established, continue to reinforce them with all disseminated information. Fourth step, have the media broadcast only the ruling party's information. This can be done through state-run media. Remember, in times of conflict, all for-profit media repeats the ruling party's information. Therefore, all for-profit media is state-run. Fifth step, show this enemy in actions that seem strange, militant, or different. Always portray the enemy as non-human, evil, a killing machine.
Stop!
Does not support all actions of the ruling party should be considered a traitor. Seventh step, use nationalistic and or religious symbols and rhetoric to define all actions. This can be achieved with slogans such as freedom-loving people versus those who hate freedom. This can also be achieved with the use of flags. Eighth step, align all actions with the dominant deity. It is very effective to use terms like it is God's will or God bless our nation. Ninth step, design propaganda to show that your soldiers have feelings, hopes, families, and loved ones. Make it clear that your soldiers are doing a duty. They do not want or like to kill. Tenth step, create an atmosphere of fear and instability. Then offer the ruling party as the only solution to comfort the public's fears.
not die on your battlefield. I will not fight for your wealth. I am not a fighter. I am a human being.
You heard Anti-Flag doing Anatomy of Your Enemy. Before that, Mark Levy did Take Off Your Clothes. Bill Hicks did Pro-Life from his great comedy release Rant in E minor. Digital Underground did Do What You Like. Dar Williams did Play the Greed and started off with DOA doing War. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight the theme is a celebration of Right to Privacy Day. And we're honoring Bill Baird and Joni Scott from ProChoiceLeague.com. And please send a few bucks if you got it. And there's some interesting news that came in this week. One is that there's another film. And it's interesting because in these times of bullshit films that pretty much perpetrate corporate media myths and seem to be kissing Bush's ass a lot. And I mean no disrespect and apologize right now for the degrading comparison to people who really are into kissing ass. But just for the sake of brevity, films that kiss the ass of the Bush regime and corporate media mythology. However, in sharp contrast to those kinds of films that are in abundance for the last decade, especially, an interesting film is going to come out in May, and that is going to be entitled The Day After Tomorrow, and that's another crash and burn, big destruction kind of film, described by one reviewer as an eco-Armageddon. A little more realistic about environmental death and something that is a serious risk. And it's a risk that has intensified a thousandfold since the Bush regime illegally took over the White House by a coup almost 4 years ago. And that's going to come out in May. And it'll be interesting also to see the corporate media's response to it. The Day After Tomorrow, released in May. If you want to see Defense Secretary Rumsfeld caught lying on tape, on camera, it is now uploaded at moveon.org. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld caught lying on camera, moveon.org. And Seattle, Washington listeners, there is a nonprofit organization called Jack Straw at jackstraw.org for students or teachers covering recording, production, radio, writing, and playwrights, and all kinds of educational programs for the arts. So if you're interested in either learning about any of that kind of stuff or teaching it, and you're one of the Seattle area listeners, you can go to jackstraw.org. And a thank you once again to everybody who protested the war on its anniversary yesterday. There's probably reports up already among the organizers. Is that right, Blanket Man? My dedicated activist friend over there. Recovering from the party of last weekend. And I'm sorry. You can check it out at internationalanswer.org. That's one word, internationalanswer.org. Or unitedforpeace.org. And that's also one word. And a shout out to Everlasting Godstopper and her fearless army of chatters at AN. Let's see. Well, the Philadelphia anti-war action yesterday was very colorful, a lot of fun. It was without incident, and there was a contingent from New Jersey that walked across the bridge to join it, and I guess it would be pointless to try to cover everybody. The Reverend met a lot of really great people, and if it wasn't energizing enough and battery recharging, it was great to meet a senior-aged woman from Grandmothers for Peace. And a little while after meeting her yesterday, it flashed in my mind that an organization that was the equivalent to that, a group of seniors in Colorado, was declared by the Colorado Red Squad and this big police data bank as a terrorist organization, which is like misusing that word and yet another example of playing on people's emotions and fears and creating buzzwords to create and perpetrate hysteria. And I want to say hello right now to Grandmothers for Peace, who are peaceful senior citizens. I repeat, they are peaceful senior citizens, unlike one of my two grands when they were alive. These groups are peaceful, and they are just wonderful people, and it was awesome, if you're listening, to meet you at the anti-war action, as well as the two brave souls from the anti-flag army who were chalking in the street, some hilarious people who were in various costumes and made some great puppets and props, and the Reverend just loves stuff like that, a Philadelphia group of anti-war cheerleaders who were awesome, the Food Not Bombs crew, and New Jersey activist Ed Forshon, and more on him in the future. The Reverend and he met for the first time, and he will probably be a future guest on this show if he stays in touch and follows through. Some people from Radio Volta who were there, one of whom I never met before, Jack, old clinic defender from years ago from Greater Camden Unity Coalition, and oh so inspiringly, a group of social workers who were not apathetic and not out of touch with, to use a social work word, the macro. The micro is what your immediate world entails, like your own clients or patients or whatever's your own organization and agency, your own little world. Macro is bigger. The nation's conditions, the funding and defunding of programs, the lack of resources, the lack of assistance, the people on welfare and entitlement programs and Medicaid getting screwed, people with a little bit more social consciousness than what is immediate in the micro. And the Reverend loved seeing a group of socially aware social workers, and they do exist. If you encounter some who are on the contrary, know that there is a contrast out there. You just got to meet them. And the Reverend met some yesterday, and you, if you are listening, are awesome for addressing the issues and being active and having a good analysis of the current state of things and not normalizing the bullshit of the present day. I want to also give a plug for Ward Sutton, who's somebody just sent me this, his cartoons that have just come out. One is about the guy with the broken neck from the National Hockey League, and another is on the Bush exploitation of September 11th campaign ads, as well as the wedding of church and state. These are at Ward Sutton's cartoons, which are at the Village Voice website. You have to put up with these bullshit pop-up ads, but it's worth it to see these cartoons at villagevoice.com/Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N. Check out Bush September 11th campaign ads, the NHL cartoon, and the marriage of church and state, the kind of marriage Bush does love. all at that site. And hello also to Rebecca from yesterday's protest, who had probably the Reverend's absolute favorite sign of the day. And Blanket Man, I think you'll appreciate the value of the sign for the show. And yeah, maybe you did see it. She had this big sign that said, "Don't send our boys to Iraq. Send them to me." That you saw her. Yes, we're going to play her a song in a couple of minutes, because that definitely, if there were to be... Yes, Blanket Man is clapping. If there are to be prizes to be giving out, and the anti-war cheerleaders came damn close, it has to go to her, and she's getting a song in a couple of minutes. Okay, a couple of quick plugs to get independent media coverage of Haiti, Venezuela, Colombia, and the rest of Central and South America. You could check out the now back online site of Al Giordano at Narco News, Narco with a C, N-A-R-C-O, narconews.com. If you are a band or a solo recording artist and want to donate a song to the forthcoming Bands Against Bush compilation release, you can go to punkvoter.com or bandsagainstbush.com and tell them you got a song. And to support medicinal marijuana exile in Canada, Steve Cubby, who will be condemned to a death sentence if he returns or is forced to return while enduring a rare form of adrenal cancer, and he will not get adequate health care in the barbaric dungeon known as the American prison system. Please support him and his great family, all wonderful people, at Cubby, K-U-B-B-Y, Cubby.com. And to see Goofs on the new Mel Gibson fiction comedy movie, go to LandoverBaptist.org. And, all right, should we play Rebecca a song? All right, Blanket Man concedes. I am such a bad influence on you. Blanket Man, a mild-mannered reporter for Radio Volta who covers the corporate globalization news and anti-war news, and lately has been partying with the Reverend and being very bad. But, and you lost your pants at the party. Oh, well. If somebody can call you eventually. If you have Blanket Man's pants and he has yours from the Peekaboo Review Party from last weekend, please contact us or write to me, quail@sjcdc.org. I will forward it to Blanket Man at Radio Volta. He will give you your pants and your belongings back, and we think it's a woman. But a Denise, yeah. And you can get your stuff back, and you can return Blanket Man's pants. And he's very sorry, and he's very embarrassed, and he has your CDs. Okay, this is for Rebecca, who wants to support the troops in her very own special way. And while she protests nukes and war and all kinds of other bad shit, this is from the late 70s, from the first wave of punk, from New York City. This is Joy Ryder and Avis Davis doing No More Nukes. Lord, make this machine work.
No more news. What you say? No more news. Happen.
Okay, let's play a song from the Freedom of Choice, Pro-Choice Benefit CD, compilation of 80 songs redone in the 90s and raising money for grassroots pro-choice organizations. And we're going to send this out to the Northeast Philadelphia Clinic Defenders. This is Tiny Lights doing their version of 5'1". Okay, we're going to play a song for the corporate media who has continued to lick Bush's ass and continues to continue the war propaganda, continue the hysteria and the myths that make the Bush regime's policies possible, and lie and distort on a scale inconceivable even as recent as 10 years ago. So we're going to play him a song by the Adverts during this erection year from the best of the Adverts. This is entitled Cast of Thousands.
You're living in other people's lives. Doesn't seem to be doing you a lot of use. Believing in other people's lies. It's getting pretty hard to tell the truth.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class, makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a very special one from beautiful Pennsylvania. Sunday, March 21st, 2004 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Asshole of the Week is from here in good old Pennsylvania, Arlen Specter. Arlen Specter, along with former recipient of Asshole of the Week, Rick Santorum, have just began the process of renaming a federal building in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, after Ronald McRagan, mass murderer of Central American civilians through the Contra Wars and murderer of civilians throughout the world, creator of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda during the Afghan and Soviet Union War, encourager of Islamic Jihad warriors to go to Afghanistan to be taught with CIA money how to properly fight a jihad holy war, etc., that Ronald McRagan. So instead of righting wrongs, instead of turning things around, making things right again, these guys want to honor a mass murderer and the tolerator of the rise of anti-abortion terrorism, Ronald McRagan. Arlen Specter, you are Asshole of the Week. And I'm going to need more information before I can give an award for the next item, so you have to send it to me. Whoever is behind this decision locally to dump materials from nerve gas, I'm not kidding, into the Delaware River. I already know the Army Corps of Engineers is one of the culprits, but let me know which local officials are hoeing themselves to such an insane and extremely sick project, so we can give them their appropriate award. And speaking of assholes, we want to say that if you have failed in special education or know someone who has, and that person needs a job, and they're somewhere below special ed, tell them that they can work for an organization called the Philadelphia Parking Authority, who close entire neighborhood parking. And just, let me just say, if you're not from Philadelphia, if you don't know somebody in this city, you would be insane to just come here just for the hell of it or to see the historic landmarks. So please send special ed referrals to the Philadelphia Parking Authority where they will fit in. And yes, we did call it on the exploitation of September 11th on the show. We called it even a week later. And now, during this erection year, there is a 6 months anniversary of September 11th, this past March 11th, for the Bush regime to further milk tragedy to push a political agenda. So you heard it here first, and you heard it on the Deprogram America theme show that responded to the response of September 11th, and it's been proven right, and we're going to expose this a lot more in this year of licking Bush. You heard Ms. Terry doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Before that, the adverts did Cast of Thousands. Jack Kill Jill did You Don't Own Me. Tiny Lights did 5 Foot One. Jello Biafra with Mojo Nixon did Will the Fetus Be Aborted from their Prairie Home Invasion CD from AlternativeTentacles.com. And started off with Joy Ryder and Avis Davis doing No More Nukes. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight the theme is a celebration of Right to Privacy Day, where we are celebrating the 1972 Supreme Court decision, Baird versus Eisenstadt, which legalized birth control for non-married people and made the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision legalizing abortion possible. And we're celebrating here with Blanket Man and some people who've been in and out from Radio Volta and Philadelphia Independent Media Center. And if you tuned in late, please go to ProChoiceLig.com and thank Bill Baird and Joni Scott of the Pro-Choice League. And if you have even a couple of bucks, please send it. But more importantly, send a big thank you. And the time just flew, so I'm just going to cover a couple quick things and play the final tunes and do the credits. And also a thank you to all clinic defenders out there, the Northeast Philadelphia Clinic defenders, BARF from BARF.org, the Maggot Punks from the Midwest, the Washington, D.C. Clinic defenders, who were largely the originals from the late 80s and early 90s, and to the people who face death all the time, people who were received renewed death sentences last summer, in the weeks before the execution of anti-abortion assassin Paul Hill, and at the annual White Rose Banquet in the D.C. area every January on the Roe vs. Wade anniversary, where a group of terrorists from the Army of God who auction off memorabilia from those convicted of some of the bombings and shootings raise money and have a banquet, all totally ignored by the fatherland security goons who shit-can the Bill of Rights and the Constitution in the name of security and fighting terrorism and cannot be bothered with actual terrorists who carry a different book but have the exact same mindset. Thank you, clinic defenders nationwide, who face these threats and face them largely alone throughout this nation and stand up to those who harass, threaten, and intimidate patients, staffs, and doctors across North America. If you like the Ms. Terry track for Dr. Laura Hoa, you can check her out at radioleft.com. There's Ms. Terry songs, her own webpage, and her Bush horoscope page. To check out a realistic film, unlike the current Mel Gibson movie, Heart of the Beholder, which is almost raising enough money to be completed and is casting in the L.A. area. All you L.A. area folks, go to Beholder.com, and this is going to be a good film. Reverend Bookburn, former Miss October in the Altar Boy Monthly, is also working on his next film, The Passion of the Santa Claus. To see an actual democracy in action, and for a great social policy analysis and a great party film, check out a documentary about Amsterdam, including its harm reduction policies and friendliness to social services, imagine, entitled Sex, Drugs, and Democracy at Jonathan Blank, the filmmaker's website, Jonathan with no H, jonathanblank.com/SDD. DOA releases, re-releases, benefit compilation recordings, and Joey's book at their label Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. Emergency contraception information that is dwindling in these times of abstinence preaching and funding. Go for information on emergency contraception and the abortion pill RU486 at abortionaccess.org, and please spread that around. Legal information from ACLU.org. Paul Krasner's books and CDs at Paul Krasner, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, paulkrasner.com. Longtime friend of Bill Baird also. On Dr. Susan Block, the following shows, Fetish Divas on the Bed with numerous guests, that was this weekend, as well as the themed show on Bush and the War Anniversary, Dr. Susie's editorial, Art Bombs, American Libertines for Peace, and her other features at drsusanblock.com. Happy St. Patrick's Day, enjoy your shamrock fetish, and get ready for spring, equinox, Easter, and Passover with Dr. Susie's Springtime for Sex and God, and Erotic Art of Rick Gillihan. All this at drsusanblock.com. And check out her editorials about Janet Jackson and Saddam, Sex Therapist, and the Rape of Free Speech. Both editorials have letters of response from the Reverend. A great article by Becky Bergwin, entitled, They Can Already Taste Blood, and They Are Ready to Kill Our America, at opednews.com. That is really good. There's a million articles on that face page. You have to look for it. But go to opednews.com and find Becky Bergwin's They Can Already Taste Blood, and They Are Ready to Kill Our America. And there are a couple of other essentials. I'm skipping a lot of stuff as usual. Next week is the tribute to Dave Blood, the former member of the Dead Milkmen who killed himself a week and a half ago. And we're going to do also a lot of content about suicidality and, more importantly, on the road back. And to make the most important points, which is that there's always a way out, and there is always a road back. And we're going to review the things that matter, which is ideas in action, as opposed to staring at the wall, and making things right. It's a heavy subject, but it needs to be covered, and it's a subject that affects every walk of life, regardless of ideology, lifestyle, scene, movement, or whatever. So we're going to cover that, because it's time to cover that. And what happened is sickening me, and love and support to the other members of the band and all of the loved ones of Dave Blood. And the tribute will be in 1 week. All right, some final plugs, and then I got to play just a couple songs and get out of here. There's a book entitled Selling America's Soul, and it's spelled like jail cell, which is the theme. Selling America's Soul, Torture and Transformation in Our Prisons. A horrifying yet hauntingly beautiful journey of inspiration by a creative writing teacher into the hearts, minds, and transformations of seven remarkable prisoners, four of them innocent, and those who contain counsel, teach, and love them. Describes visions by inmates and activists, of humane alternatives to our $81 billion a year industry, with its 85% failure rate, as well as models from more progressive countries. Exceptional art and poetry showed the strength of the human spirit to blossom and heal despite the most degrading of circumstances, recommended by NPR and NAMI. And Selling America's Soul is from Infinity Publishing, or buybooksontheweb.com. And I'll send you information about that if you're on the playlist or on the mailing list. And write to me if you want the mailing list or the notoriously long playlist, which is now up to date at Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at sjcdc.org. And check out a book entitled The Milk of Human Kindness, Breastfeeding versus the Global Market. And it's not at Wooden Shoe yet, but probably will be soon. It's from Crossroads Books, London, and it's on the web at allwomencount.net, A Defense of Breastfeeding. The Milk of Human Kindness, from www.allwomencount.net. Highly recommended. And in Philadelphia, it will be at Wooden Shoe in the near future on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard, and that's worth going to anyway. All right, I think that's all the plugs. So, skipping a whole lot of stuff, but that's okay. In 2 weeks, Palm and Stroke Sunday. In 3 weeks, Easter, what some people will do to get nailed. And in 1 month, the Reverend's birthday show, probably with live guests, possibly including Hippie John, who comes in from out of town every year on the Reverend's birthday. The Reverend thanks the following for information, assistance, or just plain inspiration for tonight's celebration of Right to Privacy Day show. Thank you. Kenny, Amoeba, Lord Jesus, Secret Chimp, Marlon the Great Engineer, Ed Gold from the Canadian Bookburners, Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, Lady Simone, Cindy Wildflower Desire from WildflowerDesire.com, probable future bride on this guest, Everlasting Godstopper and her fearless chat army, Lobo Red, St. Anne from the Reverend's Professional Life, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Zvi, and spouse, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, and Lebanese Bookburners, Allison and Hippie John, Raven, Sarah, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, the Coffee Goddesses, who woke the Reverend up this morning in a big way, Dark Lady and her honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Dia Side, Renee Bryant from OnTheRag.net, Paul Krasner, Jennifer Hunter, Pie Man, Full Circle Records from Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia, Joe Keithley and DOA, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. The two Washington outlets that relay broadcast the show, Dallas Blanchard, Blanket Man, Book Burners Everywhere, all of the people worldwide who protested the anniversary of the war yesterday, in particular those in Philadelphia who crossed paths with the Reverend, the anti-war cheerleaders, the Greater Camden Unity Coalition, Rebecca, the wild sign holder, the street chalkers, Food Not Bombs, Ed Forshun, and thank you, clinic defenders and pro-choice supporters from the independent and grassroots organization, BARF.org, Northeast Philadelphia Pro-Choice Coalition, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, Maggot Punks, the D.C. Clinic Defenders, all clinic defenders not mentioned or known of, and most of all, thank you, Bill Baird, for over 40 years of fighting for freedom and defying death and surviving attempts on your life and still fighting the good fight. Thank you, Bill Baird, and thank you, Joni Scott, of Pro-Choice League, prochoiceleague.com. Please send a few bucks. Let's play a song for the people who want to say we believe in morals and family values and abstinence and we hate sex and we don't want abortions except when we do all that kind of stuff. So lucky for us, our fascistic Taliban policies haven't completely become a reality, so that we got to use these kind of things. It's from the 60s. It's from Jeannie C. Riley. And this is entitled Harper Valley PTA. Play.
That thing that's troubling you. day. I hung around St. Petersburg till I saw it was time for a change. I killed the Tsar and the ministers. Anastasia screamed in vain. I joined the ranks in the general's tanks as the Blitzkrieg raged and the bodies stank. And I shouted, "Who killed the Kennedys?" Well, after all, it was you and me. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name. My game. Now, just as every cop is a criminal, and every sailor a saint, heads or tails, just call me Lucifer, 'cause I'm immune to some restraint. If you meet me, have some courtesy, have some sympathy, and some taste. Accept your well-earned apologies.
You heard Articles of Faith doing By This War and American Dreams, and that's on Vic Bondi's re-release, Fortunate Son EP, that's an anti-war benefit release on AlternativeTentacles.com. Before Articles of Faith, you heard Big Mess Orchestra with two ex-Dead Milkmen in it doing their version of the Stones' Sympathy for the Devil, and started off with Jeannie C. Riley doing Harper Valley PTA. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been a celebration of Right to Privacy Day, and we're going a little over time, and I cut out a ton of stuff, and I cut out a ton of tunes, but didn't want to finish the show without playing the classic war-related song by the Dicks. And this is from their collection, released 1980 to 1986. And it's a cute, lovable little song you can sing along with. It's called No Fucking War.
I don't succumb to the brainwashing technique of religious fundamentalists. My daddy hired the infidel God to be my personal tutor. Listen to the infidel God on Atheist Network Radio.
Radio. This is the Atheist Radio Network.
I'll change that with you. Common sense, do I become an atheist?
You don't have to do anything. The great thing about being an atheist is there is no organization, and it is not a religion. Ooh. You're an atheist by saying you're an atheist.
All right. You know, you're the man. I listen to you all the time. I do the 101 thing.
By the way, speaking of missionaries, I just want to say this.
Go ahead.
There is one religious element. On Sunday morning, I like to be in the missionary position.
I understand.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Eric.
So, Tom, if you're an atheist and you don't believe in God and you don't believe in the devil, what do you believe as far as spirituality goes?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
You don't believe, like, the Indians have the spirit and stuff like that? You don't believe in any of that stuff at all?
No.
No. Okay. Because my parents have been trying to convert me forever. My wife's Native American. She believes in a higher spirit. I just wonder what your point was on it as far as what you believe in. Not what you don't believe in, but what you do believe in.
I believe in what I can see.
Okay. So, how about magic shows and stuff like that?
I believe.
Where they put people in the air without wires or any of that stuff.
Yeah, but we all know they're not really doing that.
Okay. So if you can't see it, it doesn't exist.
Right.
All right. Yeah, I just wanted to find out.
Or if there isn't any evidence of it. Which with God, there is no evidence.
Okay. I can believe that.
I can't see air, but I can certainly feel its effect on me.
Okay. Okay. And these people are totally missing the point on the 7-month-old child.
Yes.
Because the parents, the grandparents are believing that it went to God and it was God's idea.
Yeah.
We all know it's a tragedy, but that's not that's their belief that it was God's will. So.
That's right. They believe that.
That's their deal.
Well, then they should be happy.
Yeah. Can you take me out missionary style?
Missionary style? Do we?
Yeah, call a blind.
Give him a plane crash there, Brett. What do you want? There.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
No.
Or do you believe in ghosts at all?
No.
No, not at all?
No.
Okay, because I believe atheists or atheism too, but I've seen ghosts before, so I do think there's something else.
No,